B-Pod Studios.
Pat Egan, what's up, man? Do you have all the takes for us?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Patrick. What's happening?
Egan.
All right, first one you guys have touched on a little bit today. JT Romuto says there's been really no conversation since the pandemic started. So what percentage would you put on the Phillies re-signing JT Romuto?
I said 75%. It goes down by the minute. I'm now at 70% that they actually re-sign JT Romuto.
95%.
95%.
Yeah. They get her done.
95%.
My take is 70% because he said, well, if it's not going to be the Phillies, there's going to be other teams that want me.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to say that.
But the landscape has changed.
What landscape?
The Phillies landscape.
Yeah, they're all going to say that. Jamie, what's your percentage?
That Realmuto stays? I was on the phone.
I mean, welcome to the show. Yeah. We're moving on.
Sorry. I'll just not get the phone
next
time.
We're moving on.
You're still in your job.
Zion. That's a good caller. That's a point. Least surprising story of 2020. Zion's stepfather took $400,000 from a marketing agent for his son to go to Duke.
Don't care.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked.
Don't care.
Duh.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, exactly.
$800K for Zion?
This story pissed me off so much because I thought it could have at least been a cool million.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some Nike money coming in.
Yeah, why didn't the stepfather hold out a little bit? What are you doing?
Learn
how to negotiate shadily, stepfather.
Yeah. I mean, LaSalle could have afforded this.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Temple people are just so highbrow.
Yeah, that's what we're... Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a first.
Yeah, you should have heard him yesterday going off Penn State.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Two winning seasons in 11 years, but yeah, he's building a program there, Bobby. Big Ten will go to conference-only games in the fall, speaking of Penn State.
Well, I'm talking about trim the fat. As long as you can play, that's great. Trim the fat. No travel and all that, at least not as much traveling. Yeah, that's fine.
Do you think other leagues will follow suit? Because this is a day after the Ivy League just said, no, we're not going to do this.
Yes, I do think other leagues are going to follow suit.
It's going to suck.
No, I think this is... Like, the Ivy League was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, that's they're always like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sports.
But Big Ten was like, well, they kind of need this one. So that's what they're doing, and I'm fine with it. And as long as it keeps the players safer than what they would be and they still get football, then yeah, let's party.
Okay. All right. Now,
what, do you not like it?
No, I don't like it. As a sports fan, I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Because I like the out-of-conference games. And Temple was supposed to play Rutgers this year.
Do you want any games?
Oh, no, I do.
Then what's the problem?
No, don't blame this on me.
I'm blaming you and your delivery of this story.
No, don't blame this on me, okay? I wear a mask. Don't blame the lack of football on me.
I wear a mask, too,
because
I'm woke and whatnot.
That's every time I see Mark Farzetta, people go, hey, what's the deal with that Farzetta guy? I go, woke. Number one thing I could describe him as.
Bob,
no, I as a sports fan, I want the out-of-conference games.
Bob, of course you do.
I understand why they're doing
it. As a human, I don't want a pandemic.
That's a good point. Yeah, hey. No, you're making sense.
is that a sales point? Bob, is this fine, but Big Ten?
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever Egan says, I say the opposite.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, now, timing is everything. Jeffrey Lurie's film company announced yesterday that they finished their latest film, The Meaning of Hitler. The production company has spent the last 3 years working on it, and they just announced yesterday, it's done.
Of all the stories, as I said earlier, I'll say it again. I'll say it even before the show's out once more. You talk about all the stories of 2020. If I said to you on New Year's Day, here's a list of stories, this is the story that's the most unbelievable. DeSean Jackson tweets Hitler stuff to try to support his people, his own people. And then doesn't even take it back. Reposts it, but redacts Hitler. Then likes a post that says he shouldn't have had to apologize after he apologized twice. And then it comes out that Jeffrey Lurie and his production company, Play Action Productions, I think, is produced a movie about Hitler. That's
coincidence?
The story. That's the story.
That they've been working on
is.
For 3 years.
What the hell?
Coincidence that it comes out this week?
I think the story gets published... Is not a coincidence. The story getting published on, I think, Deadline.com that released it. The story, not the movie. I don't think that's the coincidence. I think that is the coincidence of all of this. That's the biggest one. The biggest coincidence.
I had to do a double check on this because I felt like there's got to be a typo here. They're announcing a movie. This isn't a movie they've actually been working on for 3 years, right? And upon reading it about three or four times, they've been working on this thing for a while.
It's a coincidence that it's coming out. It's not a coincidence that Deadline.com put it out now.
You think this is the craziest story from 2020?
Absolutely. Oh, no, not craziest. The oddest.
Okay. I would have...
Like, the least believable.
I would have went with Tiger King, but... Yeah, this is up there. Carol Baskin.
Forgot about Tiger King.
No jersey exchanges next season for the NFL. Players are outraged.
Fine with it. Why are you outraged? Do you want to play? They got to trim all fat that has to do with the amount of time you're spending around people.
To play devil's advocate here, because I'm basically a pro athlete, so I know these things. I think their issue is if you read into Malik Jackson's Instagram post about how...
I don't want to read into Malik Jackson's Instagram post.
Not that one? Yeah, the other one. About the player safety thing. They've asked questions about the league, about player safety going forward. They haven't gotten any answers. They're outraged that you set a camp date, and you're choosing, of all things, to take away the jersey exchange.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big issue. It's not like they're sitting here dying on jersey exchange rock, but I think it has more to do with, really, like,
that's the first place you went?
That's the one thing you went to?
Yeah.
Like, we're getting coronavirus from a jersey exchange?
Yeah, right.
When we're sweating and bleeding and... you know, rubbing up on each other.
Jersey exchanges have been banned. Coaches and players who are not playing will be strongly encouraged to wear masks on the sidelines.
Well, there's a prime example.
Coaches and players must submit to multiple temperature checks prior to games. Team must make effort to space lockers 6 feet apart. So it wasn't just the jersey exchange.
No. That was the first thing. Was that or was it not?
No, you're right. Yeah, sure.
And
it was
like,
one of five things.
So we're going to take away jersey exchanges, but the players and coaches, while we want you to wear a mask, you don't have to.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Yeah, though that's
like a slight issue.
Yeah, but I'll at least start with that.
Yeah, we're not getting football. Scandals are something that go hand in hand with sports, right? Whether it's the 1919 Black Sox or the latest with the Houston Astros banging trash cans. We'll add another to the list.
Okay.
Ukrainian ping pong game.
Oh, no, say it ain't so.
I saw this story. I love it.
Say it ain't so.
Yep.
What happened?
Okay, so they, you know, the gamblers got to them. New Jersey sportsbooks have pulled the Ukrainian table tennis games from their books after being warned of match fixing. And there's seven ping pong players, or I'm sorry, table tennis players that you cannot bet on because rumors are swirling that they're on the take.
They're crooked?
Mm. Can you imagine?
We are living in a society!
Dimitri, Alexei, Pavel, name them.
Andrus.
Yes.
Yeah, all those guys.
All on the take. They're getting theirs.
You know what? I strike it. This is the oddest story of 2020. This is the one.
I don't blame them.
You know how it's odd? Because I didn't even think I would ever mention or talk about with anyone ever on radio table tennis in the Ukraine.
This is a huge story.
I never made it to gambling on the Ukraine tables. I kept mine to the English.
If you have the line gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER applies to you.
If you're betting on Ukrainian table tennis?
That's my point, yes.
Well, you can't do it anymore because New Jersey put an end to it.
Well, I thought you can only bet on the seven players.
It's certain matches, and then also these seven players, no matter if they're actually playing in the Ukraine or not.
You know,
so if they want to fly to Sweden for a tournament, can't bet on them.
How's the Ukraine doing with coronavirus? Are they better than us?
Everybody's better than us. Yeah.
All I think of when I hear the Ukraine is the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah,
so I immediately go, Ukraine is weak.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that because there's somebody out there who might not have seen it.
I officiated a Ukrainian wedding.
Pipe down.
Well,
Did you really?
It was half Ukrainian, half Italian, yes.
Are you a brotherhood of the Universal Church in Modesto, California? Is that how you're able to do it?
No, I'm in the state of Pennsylvania, and it's a commonwealth, so you could just do a marriage without a license.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought the same thing.
I didn't know that.
I thought the same thing also. And I called the Commonwealth. I called like the district and they're like, oh, it's PA, free reign, like do what you want.
Wait, so you called.
Is it official?
I don't know.
Wait, so you called and you said, I'm not licensed in your state. And they said, but that's okay.
And they said, why?
Why? All right, finally.
Phenomenal.
And by the way, we got to get some cuts from the new guy, John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get some cuts of that guy.
We did displace them having a conversation.
We did. I said to somebody, I don't know what it is about these Southern attorneys that they're just so dramatic with their sports radio reads, but I love them.
And we need to do that and splice in like Joe Pesci from what's the movie?
Casino?
My Cousin Vinny.
And almost all the time, I worry. And finally, Mark, this one's for you because we learned this week that he is your favorite player in the NBA. Saying happy birthday to Jared Dudley.
Oh, Jared Dudley.
Mm. It's the birthday boy.
He's 48 and still playing, right? Is that how old he is?
He's up there, right? I think he got drafted in 2007.
I want to say he's 36.
Yeah, he's 37. Whatever.
He's up there.
Whatever.
Just, you know, but say happy birthday to the guy. All right, I'm out.
There you go. No, you're not out yet.
All right, I'm back.
You're back.
Hey.
You just started getting hooked on a show I just got hooked on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's a show I used to love, despite the fact that Robert Stack was like the freakiest human being ever.
And that was the guy who told the story.
If you or anyone else have any information as to the whereabouts of this young boy, you know that guy? Unsolved Mysteries is back, and it's on Netflix, and I already watched the first two episodes.
Did you really?
And I'm in, man.
Yeah, it's... Question is, do they solve the mysteries?
Oh, no, it's unsolved.
Oh. Well, that's the point. They're trying to solve. They're trying to solve the mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, you know, maybe I thought 2020 was a twist. Like, hey, we solved it.
Well, see, that so would speaking, be called solved mystery.
Speaking of that...
It started out unsolved. So yeah. I have a buddy... that works at Netflix, so I was asking about the show and said, hey, is the old guy that did the show still
Robert
there?
Robert Stack, the old guy?
Yeah.
You movie buff? Really? Untouchable? So, Robert Stack? No?
So he said, no, he died a while ago. And I said, you know what would be awesome is if the first story is on Robert Stack. There you go. There's his name. And his life. Well, how did Robert Stack die? And then his kids show up and they go, oh, it was just old age. He was like 92. And then a graphic pops up. Mystery solved. And that's how the show starts.
Yeah, that sounds as stupid as it... Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Oh, man is dead, Pat.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
At what time was that?
45 seconds ago?
Yeah, well...
Until I got criticized by Bob Cooney, Mr. Movie Aficionado over here.
No, highbrow movie critic, Bob Cooney.
Yeah, he's on a pedestal. No, that first story was freaky.
But here's what I used to look forward to all the time. Oh, yeah, that guy totally did not kill himself.
No.
But anyway, I used to always look forward at the end of the original series, Unsolved Mysteries, was every once in a while, Robert Stack would come on at the end and go... Moments after our original broadcast. And like and you're like, what? And like, we got an anonymous tip from someone that said the boy was seen in the beach or something. And
was seen like, walking out of a Jaws movie theater on a sunny day.
And it was like, we help solve a mystery. And that was the thing Robert Stack would say. And he'd be like, oh, they solved the mystery. With this, no Robert Stack coming on with the kicker at the end being like, hey, we helped solve a mystery.
No, well, because it's the first season they're doing this, so they're trying to solve these
moments
six
after
or whatever
our broadcast,
it is.
But we received the anonymous.
They do have a website to go to if you do have any information on any of the cases. So they are trying to solve them. If you just go there and you have a tip and you know what happened to either any of these people, but
yeah,
I don't know about you. Like I grew up and would watch this show in the summertime and be terrified. And
it would
be on the Lifetime Network, and it would be sunny at 12 o'clock, and I'd be freaked out.
Oh, yeah. The music. This music is haunting.
Yeah.
All right? And then Robert Stack just has a freaky aura about him. And then somebody was like, oh, he's dying, or there's like an alien abduction or something, and you would have Robert Stack tell you the story.
The plane just disappeared without a trace.
There was one on the cat burglar that still freaks me out. There was this guy... That would go around. Bob, did you watch this show, Unsolved Mysteries?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
There was this guy that would go around people's houses, break in the middle of the night, set the table for himself, take a bite of whatever raw meat was in the fridge, and then go up and like stare at you sleeping.
Okay,
and then he'd leave.
Wow. That's not creepy at all.
And yeah, and then they eventually caught the guy because of the anonymous tip. Robert Stack basically caught the guy. And now, like, I think about that every once in a while when I go to bed because I watched that episode when I was 10.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. You're welcome. Sleep tonight, buddy.
Why would you do that to me? Why would you do that?
Do what?
Why would you put that in my head?
You could help solve a mystery. Thank you, Pat.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.